Well, this is a really slow time of year for the wheat market, but there are still some things that producers could be thinking about. And Kim Anderson is here to talk about some of those topics. And Kim, one of those things would be top dressing your winter wheat. What have you heard from producers out there?
Well, you know, I've talked the last couple of weeks about how difficult it was going to be to get the top dress on. I was over at Enid the other day, about 200 producers. Everyone I talked to has been applying top dress. They're out, you know, early morning when the ground's frozen, or any days that it's the areas that's drying out just a little bit, they've been out putting out that top dress fertilizer, and looks like they've got a lot of it on. There's a lot to go, but they've got significantly more down than I thought they did.
That's good, and like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, they're still going to have a little bit more time once the ground dries out. Not much,
not
but maybe
much.
2 to 3 days. So what else can producers be doing during the winter months? Can they start developing marketing plans?
I think now's the perfect time to develop strategies. And the way I put it, now's the time to market your wheat. You're going to sell it later. And I think they need to figure out what their price levels are. In other words, what price would they pull the trigger and sell that wheat for right now? Set those price benchmarks, because between now and harvest, they may get the opportunity to forward contract some wheat.
How do producers even come up with that price?
Oh, they get a good marketing economist is what they do.
Is that you?
That's me. Right now, I'm looking at prices around $4.25 to $4.50 expected price. If we have above average yields, I think we could see prices down as low as $3.75. Or if we have a short crop, we could see it up around that $5, five and a quarter level. So I think that's the prices they should use when they're developing their strategies.
Okay, Kim, any final advice for marketing plans?
Well, I think what producers need to do is concentrate in on getting yield and quality right now. We need a quality wheat with some protein in it that we can sell to export in the flour mills next year. And they can concentrate now on getting that top dress on, the right amount of nitrogen down, and watching it for diseases and insects as we approach the harvest.
All right, Kim, good information. Thank you for your time today.